You are listening to Hang Out with Heather.
Hang Out with Heather.
On Niche Radio.
To Hang Out with Heather, with me, Heather Hook, here with you once again on Niche Radio. Happy Friday. I hope that your week has been a good and successful week. Mine has been quite interesting. I'm very glad that it's Friday though, and I'm very glad that it's the weekend. I'm also really excited because I am heading through to do my first restaurant review in over 5 months this weekend. I'm heading to La Parada in Parkhurst. I am so excited and a little nervous, but I have checked. They've got all their health and safety protocols in place. And I'm looking forward to visiting La Parada, and I'm going to be sharing more about them next week. So do stay tuned, or tune in next week, should I say. But this week, of course, all your best in entertainment and lifestyle news. Plus, I've got not one, but two interviews lined up for you this week. The first one is with Vusi Mtimunye. He's one of the partners from eButler, which is a very unique online grocery and food delivering service that delivers not only to the more common areas that you would find in the big cities, but also into townships and rural areas, which is great because it means that online deliveries is now accessible to everybody, which is absolutely fabulous. So I chat to Vusi a bit later in the show. And then I also catch up with Setebile Mnyeni, who's the marketing manager for Trace TV. Now, Trace Urban has partnered with the Gauteng Film Commission to announce their annual Trace GFC filmmaker competition, which is aimed at young up-and-coming filmmakers in and around Johannesburg. So if you are an up-and-coming filmmaker or you know somebody who is, stick around because I'm going to chat to Setebile and find out a little bit more about this incredible competition, which sees a 50,000 rand prize in the offing as well for the winning documentary. So stick around for that. But without any further ado, let us get started. Now, you know, I always love to start off with good news every week. And this week's great news and initiative is one that I just have to share. Local business Reflex Solutions, who are working with their partners Mustek, Dark Fiber Africa and ESET, have installed free secure Wi-Fi at Chris Hani Baragwanath Academic Hospital at absolutely no cost to the patients or the doctors. This project was born from a call from hospital staff for a solution to help severely ill COVID-19 patients to communicate with their loved ones. Dr. Teki, who's a consulting physician at Chris Hani Baragwanath Hospital, reached out to the CEO of Reflex Solutions to find a way to put together a solution for the terminally ill to communicate with their families during the COVID-19 lockdown. Obviously, there are now people in hospital who don't have access to cell phones. They cannot communicate with their families, and everyone's just sitting in a really, really awkward position. They literally had to do something. And I think this is a great, great, great initiative. And I just want to give a big shout out to Reflex Solutions for really stepping up to the plate, and also to their staff who spent time installing the Wi-Fi in what can only be described as a highly contagious COVID zone, who put their own lives at risk as well. So bravo to you. I'm really, really impressed. You can read the whole story on my website. Head on over to heatherhook.com and click on the Putting COVID Patients at Baragwanath in Touch with Loved Ones post. It really is a great initiative if you want to find out more. And if you have a fiber and a Wi-Fi supply company, and this is maybe something that you'd like to do, I'm sure there's a number of hospitals out there that could really use your support. So do go check that out on my website, heatherhook.com. Now, Mattel South Africa, who are responsible for a number of the toys that we all grew up playing with and that our kids still play with, have recently announced that as part of their Barbie Thank You Heroes program, they will be donating a Barbie doll for each eligible career doll purchased from Toys R Us stores nationwide. The initiative is running until the 31st of August and is aimed at donating about 1,500 dolls to the Children's Hospital Trust, which is an NPO that raises funds to advance child health care through the Red Cross War Memorial Children's Hospital. The Barbie Thank You Heroes program is part of Mattel's broader Play It Forward platform, which focuses on leveraging the Mattel brands to give back to communities in need. And this Buy a Doll, Donate a Doll initiative will see dolls handed over to the Red Cross War Memorial Children's Hospital, which will then be distributed connected to patients diagnosed with the coronavirus. The aim is to bring joy and encourage kids to aspire to become whatever you would like to be in the world. I really like this. They didn't have cool Barbies like this when I was growing up. There is a nurse, there is a doctor, there's a chef, there's a firefighter, there's a scientist. And basically, the idea, obviously, with Barbie highlighting that being a role model in any industry and any career that you choose is absolutely vital. And I think this is something that young girls and boys need to hear more of. So hats off to them. If you want to find out more, you can head on over to their website, Mattel.com, or everything is, of course, available on my website, heatherhook.com. Now, I mentioned earlier that I got to catch up with Vusi. He is one of the partners from eButler. And what I really love about eButler is that they are breaking down boundaries and pioneering the way in the discount online grocery retailer space with the aim to reach every sector of the South African marketplace, including those based in townships and rural areas, which I think is absolutely fantastic.
eButler is an online grocery delivery retailer. So basically, we connect consumers with affordable groceries. So their favorite brands, so they're able to get them from our platform at a lower cost compared to your traditional retailers. So how that kind of came about? We're not really new. We initially launched eButler back in 2016. As an on-demand personal shopper service. So basically, you will place your order on our platform, and then there'll be someone who will go to either your Pick n Pay or Woolworths and buy groceries and deliver them to you within an hour. So we ran that for 2 years. We actually ran a campaign called Dinner on Demand with Gno. I think you were part.
Yes, I remember.
So we were the delivery partner for the ingredients at the time.
Okay. Okay, I didn't realize you'd been around that long. I've just seen you now most recently, obviously because of the pandemic and the fact that this has now become sort of almost a mainstream thing.
So we took that service offline in February 2018, because we realized we couldn't scale the model, financially just didn't make sense as a business. It was cool for the customers, obviously it worked for the customers, but business-wise it didn't make sense. And then also, we had stumbled upon an opportunity, I think, during that time. So a lot of our customers, they started coming onto the platform and asking if we'd be able to shop around, the shops and just find them the best deals of the products that they're buying instead of just picking the first one that we come across. And we realized there's actually an opportunity here, I think, for us to be able to offer more low-cost products, the same brand, but at a lower cost. So basically disrupting the retail model as we know it. And also, we also realized that the existing retailers, they have started investing more and more into their own private labels, so to speak. So basically, for every name brand that is out there, there's a retailer version of it, and they're actually starting to promote those ones more and more. And so that also means, the brands are looking for more channels to push their own products. And so we're like, okay, let's just reinvent our platform to be able to do exactly that. And and that's how we then relaunched eButler a couple of months back, the way it is now. Yeah.
So not only are the products more affordable, but they are accessible to everybody from any sort of community anywhere around the country. You cut out the middleman, and if people don't have a laptop, they can even order via WhatsApp. Is that correct?
Yes, that's correct. So one of the things that we realized, there isn't really anyone who's building solutions for the townships. For example, on the first day when we launched, we launched with the lower income households, because I think affordable groceries is more attractive to that market. But I think a couple of days after we relaunched, we started getting a lot of requests for your premium brands, your J-Corps and stuff, and we even saw a spike in addresses that are in high income residential areas. So we just kind of told us that they feel like so a lot of South Africans are like under pressure financially, so everyone is just looking to save wherever they possibly could. And our mission kind of still remains the same, being accessible to pretty much everyone. So we deliver pretty much everywhere. It's not without its challenges, especially the first week. So we had a scenario where we had a delivery in Tembisa, somewhere in Tembisa, like informal settlement. So they don't really have like actual street names. So a lady bought a hemp on our platform for her help during the lockdown, because she wasn't earning, I think, an income at the time. So yeah, it was a mission making that delivery, but we actually managed to do it because I think we had prepared for it. And so it was like a really great learning point for us.
And now you've ironed out all the kinks. And if people want to find out more, what are your contact details? How can they get hold of you?
So if people want to find out more, one, they can just go onto our platform. So it's ebattler.co.za. We have a live chat on it there. So there's always someone who's online to assist with any questions between 8 a.m. and 8:30 p.m. They can also call our office number, our head office number, which is 010-141-4488. And they can also drop us an email. So it's jerry@ebattler.africa. And so we're also active on social media as well. So Twitter, Facebook, and Instagram. So it's ebattler.sa, across all the channels.
Find out more about eBattler on their website, ebattler.co.za. Big ups to you, Vusi, and your team. Keep on doing incredible work. Now, innovation is key in this day and age, and I feel like I say this every single week, but I really am so impressed with all the South African businesses and the services and events and everything that's gone online or is completely, you know, in the space of 5 months, completely overhauled their business to do things completely differently. And hats off to the R&B Turbine Art Fair, who have stepped up to the plate and moved online for 2020. The event is going to be taking place this year from 28th of August to the 2nd of September and aims to showcase emerging artists in Africa, giving galleries and artists access to a broader and more diverse audience while appealing to both existing and new collectors. And R&B is proud to support diverse young African talent, positively contributing to the creative economy. So this year's exciting lineup will offer something for everyone throughout the 5-day event, from art experts to art lovers, artists, curators, and collectors. And they make up quite an extensive list of speakers and participants, including the likes of photojournalist Greg Mironovich, to celebrated South African artists such as Mary Sabanda. There is a host of incredible works here from what I can see, and they haven't even released anything officially to the media yet. But if you want to find out more, head on to their website, turbineartfair.co.za, and go check that out if you want to support local South African artists from the 28th of August to the 2nd of September. Definitely well worth it. Now, sticking with art, but in a slightly different form, aimed at celebrating the aesthetics and culture of the Gauteng province through film, Trace Urban, which is a youth-focused brand, together with the Gauteng Film Commission, have just this week announced the launch of their annual Trace versus GFC filmmaker competition. This is its fourth year, and the competition offers young video makers and young creatives an opportunity to shine in their very own space. I catch up with the marketing manager for Trace TV, Setibile Mnyeni, to find out more.
So as Trace, our mission is all about empowerment, and we really, really love encouraging the youth to stand up and to shine. And in doing so, we've actually partnered up with GFC, which is the Gauteng Film Commission. With that partnership, we're able to come up with a campaign that will empower up-and-coming filmmakers, especially during this current pandemic. It's actually great for them to get an opportunity to use their talent and showcase it on our platform.
And what is the theme this year? So if someone's listening, they may be into film or they know someone who's super creative. What is the theme? What are you looking for this year?
So this year we're actually looking for any filmmaker or creator that is able to actually upload a 30-second video based on why they love Gauteng. So they can actually do that on our trace.tv website.
And there's a couple of prizes up for grabs, but I know there's a 50,000 rand prize up for grab, which you will then award to somebody to actually help them make their documentary if you see some talent in what they've uploaded. So how does that all work? What is the process? And then also just share a bit more about the uploading on the website and how people can enter.
The 50,000 rand is the prize that's going to be for the winner. That will come at the very end. So the first step that you need to do is create a short 30-second video and tell us why you love Gauteng. And you can upload that on our trace.tv website. Then the next phase that will happen is that the five candidates will be shortlisted and then go into the next stage where they create a 90-second video about Gauteng music and lifestyle locations. So these five candidates will actually be granted a 5,000 rand stipend each to be able to produce this video. And once this 90-second video has been produced, it will be uploaded onto our website as well as being showcased on our Trace channels. Then what will happen is that the audience actually gets to vote for the best 90-second video. And it's not going to be us. It's going to be going to leave it on the hands of the audience to vote. So there will be a poll on our website where you can be able to actually vote for the best video. And that's where, when the winner, obviously based on the poll, the winner will actually be able to be granted that 50,000 rand prize to create the short film documentary.
Ah, I see. Okay, so the first phase that's open now, when does that close? What are the different stages of this?
So the first stage started in the beginning of August, and it will close on the 23rd of August. And then afterwards, we go into the second stage where we actually have the five candidates that will be able to produce their 90-seconder. And by then, it should be round about the 24th of September. That's when the audience will be able to actually see the five candidates production on TV and on the website, and where they'll be able to vote. So they'll be able to vote between the 24th of September and the 10th of October.
Okay, perfect.
And then the winner will be announced on the 14th of October.
Great. Okay, so this is open to anyone in Gauteng that's got a passion for photography and filmmaking. Anybody out there?
Definitely.
Fantastic.
Filmmaking, more or less. So it's the creators that are passionate about film.
Yeah, no, definitely. And I think we have a lot of unrecognized talent in this country. So I'm interested to see what they come up with.
And there's new talent coming and popping up every single year. So it's actually such a great opportunity. And it's quite impactful. And it's nice to actually make a difference as Trace and Gauteng Film Commission to the youth, especially of today.
Yeah, no, for sure. And just give us the website again.
It's www.trace.tv.
That's it, trace.tv.
Yes.
Okay, perfect. Well, thank you so much. I look forward to seeing how everything progresses and all the different stages and looking at all the documentaries and stuff. So, and thank you for supporting youth and creativity, and especially in a time, I think, when things are somewhat stifled due to the pandemic and lockdown. It's nice to have a way to express your creativity.
Thank you so much for having us and be able to actually spread the good news and to be able to actually help a youth that might not even know that this is happening, but will probably know as of today.
So if you are a young up-and-coming artist, or you know a young up-and-coming artist, head on over to trace.tv and find out what you need to do. Or, of course, everything, as usual, is available on my website, heatherhook.com. Now, last but not least for today, you know I love a good competition. And this one is slightly different from the normal competitions that I run, but I think it is a very valuable one and one that you will definitely want to enter. So as we know, things have changed in every possible way and form in South Africa. And as a single woman, I am very concerned about my safety in all its forms now, more than ever. But thanks to the team at Battery Center, who are celebrating the brave, thoughtful, and smart women who are pivotal to the success and well-being of families, communities, and many businesses of all sizes, this August being Women's Month. They have given me a 2,500 Rand voucher to give away to one lucky listener this month. The voucher is valid for 1 year and can be used at any battery center countrywide. Make sure to put you and your family's safety first and come on over to my website, heatherhook.com, and enter this competition. So they'll check your battery if it needs replacing. They'll do that, everything up to the value of 2,500 Rand from Battery Center. T's and C's, of course, apply, and the voucher may not be redeemed for cash. All you need to do is head on over to my website, heatherhook.com, click on the winner voucher from Battery Center valued at 2,500 Rand, and comment below the post and tell me why you deserve to win this voucher. Oh my goodness, I just spotted a spelling mistake in my post. I'm gonna have to go and fix that. Tell me why you deserve to win this voucher, and it could be you. The competition closes on the 31st of August. Happy entering, and if you need something from Battery Center to just help, you know, keep your car in running order. You know, cars are standing so long now, we're not really driving them. Batteries are giving way left, right, and center. Do make sure to enter this competition. It is well worth it. That, of course, is it from me for this week. I'll be back with you again next week. I hope that your weekend is safe and warm wherever you're located. Look after yourself. Yes, just hang in there. If that's the only piece of advice I can give you, just hang in there. I put up something on my Facebook the other day, which was pretty much something along the lines of, you know, if all you did today was hold it together, then I'm proud of you. And just keep paddling. And if you get tired, then just float on your back and look at the clouds for a little while and then turn over again and carry on paddling. I think we're all dealing with this in different ways. So nothing's wrong and nothing's bad. Just do whatever you need to do to look after yourself. I think that's the most important message. From me, lots of love. And I, of course, will be back with you again next week. Bye.
Subscribe to this podcast on iTunes or log into www.nicheradio.co.za.